Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Josh at Lemon Grove. Hey, Josh.
How's it going?
It's going real well. Appreciate you asking, pal. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hi, Tammy. Would you mind giving us a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Josh, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than 10. We're going to get you $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. We'll remind you also, Josh, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Josh, this week in 1987, Aretha Franklin was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. True or false? She was the first woman to be inducted.
False.
Someone just bought the unfinished draft lyrics to Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man for a cool $508,000. Who plays Bob Dylan in the current biopic, A Complete Unknown?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
The NFL has asked Kendrick Lamar not to play his biggest hit at the Super Bowl halftime show. Who played last year's halftime show? Rihanna, Usher, or J-Lo?
Rihanna.
Luke Grimes had a birthday yesterday. He's one of the Dutton brothers on Yellowstone. Which one?
The lawyer one?
you want to toss a name out?
No. I haven't watched that in like a year. I don't know.
Finally, TikTok was banned and then unbanned in 12 hours over the weekend. What is the name of the parent company of TikTok?
I feel like I don't know this anyways. Twitter.
All right. Hang on, bro. Let's get Tam back in. Josh, where are you off to today?
I'm off to work right now. I work for a defense contractor.
Okay. All right. We're just going to keep it at that, Tammy. Josh, you know, maybe it's just me today. Am I confrontational? Am I being difficult?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I think I was just nervous.
That's okay, pal.
It is nerve-wracking, honey.
Ooh. Are you saying I'm intimidating?
Well, I meant just being put on the spot with the questions.
Like, no, good God, no.
No.
I've seen the pictures, pal. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Josh didn't do any. Did 0 for 5
honey,
today.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Timmy, this week in 1987, Aretha Franklin was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. True or false? She was the first woman to be inducted.
I'm going to go with true.
It is true. Now, before you say, like I did yesterday, oh, my God. How did it take that long for a woman to be inducted? Well, it was the second inaugural class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Beatles themselves weren't even inducted into the third year, nor was Bob Dylan. Anyway, it's 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, speaking of Bob Dylan, someone just bought the unfinished draft lyrics to his Mr. Tambourine Man for a cool $508,000. Who plays Bob Dylan in the current biopic, A Complete Unknown?
Timothy Chalamet.
Is right. Josh couldn't remember. 2-0. The NFL has asked Kendrick Lamar not to play his biggest hit at the Super Bowl halftime show. It's the Drake shout-out song.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of bad words in that
The big diss one, and it's also the biggest hit of his career. Who played last year's halftime show, Rihanna, Usher, or J-Lo?
Usher.
Yes. Good call. Rihanna was Josh's guest. 3-0. Tam, Luke Grimes had a birthday yesterday. He's one of the Dutton brothers on Yellowstone. Which one?
He is, let's see, it's Jamie. And it's, oh, come on, Tammy.
The man was in our studio at Stagecoach.
I know, John. Stop.
Charming. Charming as a warm summer day.
What? That stupid Jamie won't get out of my head. And oh, my God.
3 seconds. Maybe 3 seconds. Casey. Josh was on your track, actually. He did not go with Jamie, but he did go with that lawyer one. So it's...
Which is Jamie, by the way.
That is Jamie. 3-0,
stupid
Tammy.
Jamie just had to take over that space.
Okay, you do not like Jamie. Well, he got what he deserved. Oops, spoiler alert. Tammy, finally, TikTok was banned and then unbanned in 12 hours over the weekend. What's the name of the parent company of TikTok?
ByteDance
is right. Josh, like, I don't know. Today, 4-0, Tam. Josh, don't worry about it. Plenty of people have been in your shoes, and they're all happy with the prize they get.
Josh, you have a 4-pack of tickets to celebrate Mardi Gras and the Lunar New Year at SeaWorld San Diego.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Josh, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day, pal. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to say this.
Hi, I'm Josh from Lunar Group. I'm flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.